Introduction. You've got to find what you love, and that's as true for your work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. Steve Jobs, from his Stanford commencement address. What's love got to do with it? In the 80s, long before the internet changed how we shop and before barcodes and scanners came into widespread use, when stores priced things with pricing guns and sticky labels in pounds and pence with a capital P, my first official job was as a part-time bean counter for a large supermarket chain. Beans were actually a good gig, a doddle compared to a day spent in cold storage counting fish fingers. Every Saturday before the store opened, I would join the other uniformed stock control assistants to receive my clipboard, pencil and instructions from the stock controller, whose job it was to make sure that there were enough tins and packets of everything for the customers who would come through the doors the following week. While I was climbing over pallets of tin cans in the warehouse, customers were taking documented cans, those that had been counted in and included in this week's data, off the shelves outside and buying them. As you can imagine, inventory tracking wasn't an exact science, but the company invested a lot of resources in making sure that the job was done. Because I was part of the stock control team, it wasn't my job to look after customers. If an elderly man approached me to ask if I could tell him where to find the vinegar or if I could reach a bottle of ketchup from a high shelf while I was counting the last remaining tins of beans in the store, I was supposed to get someone from that department to help him. Usually that person was a shelf filler or a relief checkout operator who also seemed to have a more important role to fulfill. It struck me as odd that we took so much care to make sure we had enough stock for customers to buy, but we put so few resources into making them feel like we cared or that they mattered once they were actually in the store. We had a team of people to make sure the shelves were full, another team, the marketing department, to make sure that customers came through the door, and yet another to get them checked out with the maximum efficiency and minimum humanity. We were heavily invested in the rinse and repeat process of getting customers in, selling what was in stock, and getting them back out again.